Dear Lord, you are the purpose of our gathering.
你成为我们整个聚会的内容。
Indeed, the content of the whole meeting.
你用你自己的同在，叫我们都在你面前活过来。
May your presence lift us up.
对我们每一个人的深处说话。
Speak to the bottom of our heart.
让我们脱离所有不讨你喜悦的情形。
That will depart from every condition that is displeasing to you.
我们靠着那位加给我们力量的，能够在凡事上得胜有余。
But the one who gives me strength, we can overcome everything.
把这三天的聚会交在主的手。
We commit these three meetings to your hands.
谢谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
然后很感谢主哈，这个转眼之间五年没有回来了。
We praise the Lord so quick, like blink of eyes, 5 years have left.
很高兴你们很多人还认得出我来。
So good that you still recognize me.
这个40岁出头，在中国的时候就被人家一直叫老弟兄哈。
When I was only 40 years old, people already addressed me as an old brother.
所以有一次我跟他们解释，我是因为动手术动太多，我其实没有那么老啊。
I was trying to explain that because of the many operations I went through, indeed I wasn't that old.
那后来有人为了安慰我，就说余弟兄你一点不老哈，顶多60好几啊。
While people try to comfort me, yo, you are not actually old. You look only 60.
那我才40多岁，他说我顶多60好几，一定是手下留情了。
I was only 40s odd, but they already said 60 is a good.
所以去年1月份，我跟于师母到泰国去参加一个宣教的聚会。
So last year in January, Sister Nancy and I went to Thailand for missionary meeting.
那是我终于快要马上就要跨进60岁了。
I was almost at the edge of 60 years old.
结果在清迈泰国的清迈机场碰到一个中国出来的参加这个聚会的一个大学教授。
So a professor in university came in Chiang when we were in Chiang Mai.
他看到我很高兴，他说：“于老师，你看起来很好。”
He said, "So good to see you, brother Yu."
他说：“有气死了吗？”
Have you been to? Are you already 70?
所以要从人得安慰是很难的事情。
So don't expect comfort from men.
但是我来到这里，发现好多我熟悉的弟兄姊妹，一个比一个年轻哈。
But I can really see that many of you, which I've known for a while, you're getting younger.
如果主许可，我真的很想搬到你们澳洲来了。
Lord willing, I really want to move to Australia.
真的很高兴看到大家。
So good to see all of you.
我不晓得这几年大家在主的面前情形怎么样。
I don't know about your condition before the Lord for the past few years.
我想。当我们真正服侍主，真正在神家很认真走主的道路的时候
，You know, if you really want to serve the Lord in the Lord's household and want to follow Him,
你会发现这个世代其实是非常艰难的一个世代。
You'll find we are living in a very difficult generation.
不光整个世界堕落的速度远远大过神家属灵长进的速度
，We can see that the deterioration of the whole generation is much quicker than the growth.
而且你发现在这一个世代的里面，我们非常难服侍人。
It's very hard to serve people in this generation.
因为每一个人最深处的问题、最深处的情形，你外面不容易看出来。
It's so difficult to actually understand the deepest part of human heart.
大家都忙得不得了。
Because we're all so busy.
仇敌用所有的方法把我们的时间都给用掉了。
The enemy uses all means to remove our time.
所以人跟人之间的沟通、人跟人之间属灵的交通
，the communications between one another and spiritual fellowship with one another，
已经没有办法像从前的时代。
It's not like in the old days.
所以弟兄姊妹聚一下就回去了，聚一下就回去了。
So we gather, we disperse, and we gather and disperse very quickly.
回到家以后怎么过生活？回到家以后跟神的关系到底是什么？我们没有办法掌控的。
How do you continue your life when you gone home and how are you going to continue? It's hard for us to control.
所以我觉得这个时代是非常非常辛苦的一个时代。
So we are living in a very difficult age.
忙碌几乎是全世界共有的问题。
Business is the common problem throughout the world.
所以有一个作家叫Richard Foster， 他说肤浅是这个时代的咒诅。
You know, superficiality is the theme of this age.
我们好像懂很多，因为我们的资讯很多。
We know, seem to know a lot because we are bombarded with so many things.
但是没有一个是深的。
But nothing deep.
那更不要说我们的生命了。
Not to mention our life.
更不要说我们在属灵跟主的关系上面。
Not to mention our relationship, our spiritual worship with the Lord.
几乎肤浅真的就是这个时代的咒诅。
Superficiality is.
我们在一定的难处底下，我们还可以 survive， 还可以活得下去。
We can still survive when only minor things happened.
大一点的试探，大一点的难处来，你发现神的儿女们很多就倒了。
When major temptations, major difficulty comes, many children of God fall.
所以最近 里面一个负担一直想传的信息，就是我们需要回到那个很基本很根基的信息上面。
So my prayer has always been we need to come back to the most important and fundamental truth，
就是回到基督里面来。
Back to Christ，
没有一个救恩可以离开基督的。
No salvation can be apart from Christ。
哦，弟兄姊妹，越往前去就越觉得这个时代最需要的就是耶稣。
The more you move on the more you realizeThis generation needs the most is Christ.
没有一个世代像今天的世代有这么多这么多这么多的资讯。
No previous generation is like our generation, full of knowledge.
没有一个世代像今天这个世代，你可以听到这么多这么多的讲员，随便你听的。
Not like in the previous generation, you can listen to any sermons almost.
你这个礼拜想听他，下个礼拜可以换一个人。
This week you like him, next week you prefer other speakers.
然后你一听到他讲到的地方，你不想听，关掉，他就闭嘴了。
The moment you don't like that message, you click and it stops.
你想要听，叫他讲十遍，他就讲十遍了。
But if you enjoy, you can repeat the message 10 times.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这个时代里面，这个人各取所需。
This is our generation. You can choose whatever you like.
我相信我们读四世纪的时候，四世纪结束在最后一句话，就是以色列中没有王，个人任意而行。
You know, in the book of Judges, at the end, the comment was there was no king in Israel. Everybody do whatever they like.
中文的翻译让我们以为我不是那样子的人。
You know, the Chinese translation thinks we are not like that.
因为任意而行就好像很随便的，对不起啊。
Because that description is like whatever you like.
英文是说照着自己认为对的去做。
In the English more accurate translation, according to what they think the right thing to do.
Yeah, they did what was right in their own eyes. 就是在他看来是对的，他就去做了。
So whatever they think right in their own eyes, they would follow.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们需要在这个世代里面怎么样子把神儿女们能够带回到基督的面前。
So brothers and sisters, in this generation, how we are to bring the children of God back to Christ?
不要为了那么多新鲜的道理，那些转移我们注意力的道理。
And not be allowed so many new things distracting.
所以希伯来的作者叫我们要 consider Jesus， 要去思想耶稣，而且要 fix our eyes upon Jesus。
The author of the Hebrews tells us to consider Christ and fix our eye upon Jesus。
今天我们不够长进，或是我们不够得胜。
Today we cannot grow and we cannot overcome。
很关键的两个原因，一个是我们不够认识我们所信的，一个是我们不够认识自己多糟多不可靠。
Issues. One, we don't understand fully what whom we have believed, and we secondly, we don't understand ourselves.
所以我这次的主题讲到不再是我乃是基督。
So that's why my theme for this conference is no longer I but Christ.
我准备分三堂信息来讲。
I'll be dividing into three lessons.
第一个是今天晚上讲到连于基督。
Tonight is united with Christ.
我用约翰福音十五章葡萄树和枝子的比喻讲到要怎么样连于基督。
I will use the book of John chapter 15, how we are to be united with Christ.
这是我们的本，这是我们的根，离了这个什么都没有。
This is our source, this is our root. Apart from this, we are nothing.
明天晚上我用哥林多后书第三章讲到主就是蜡灵，讲到我们怎么样子来经历基督。
Tomorrow night I will use 2 Corinthians chapter 3, how we are to experience Christ because Christ is the Spirit.
我们经历在圣灵里面，我们被主来改变。
How we can experience the Lord changing our lives in the Spirit.
让我们荣上加荣的能够像主自己。
Glory upon glory and be transformed into His likeness.
主日早晨我讲活出基督来。
And then on Sunday morning I will share on how to manifest Christ.
我用哥林多后书第四章讲到宝贝放在瓦器里面。
2 Corinthians chapter 4, how we have the treasures inside the vessel.
我们怎么样子在人生的路上，在面对各式各样的挑战里面，我们有一个不妥协的使命，要活出基督。
How we can uphold uncompromising missions in different parts of our lives.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是我这三天大概的内容。
This will be my details, my theme for the three meetings.
我刚刚已经讲过的，整个世界是一个非常非常快速的堕落。
I've already said the whole world is deteriorating rapidly.
而在这么快速的堕落里面
Under such rapid deterioration,
就是每一个人几乎每一个人每一个家庭就面对了很多从前世代的人没有面对的挑战
Every one of us, every family, we are facing challenges that we weren't faced ever before.
所以个人道德上的失败，家庭的破裂，教会里面的这个妥协的情形，都错过很多从前的时代
You know, our moral decline, our compromise in dealing with ministry and also brokenness in families was surpassing our old generation.
所以今天神家的领袖们，神家的服侍主的人，常常忙着在解决问题。
That's why leaders of the churches, we are all busy in solving problems.
我常常说，今天神家的领袖好像消防队的救火员一样。
We often think the leaders of the church are like the fire engine people.
这家出了问题，赶快去救火。
There are fire coming, let's go to extinguish the fire.
回家，另外一家又来电话了，孩子离家出走了，又跑去解决问题。
And then the time you return home, another phone rings, and my children has.Gone, come and help.
另外一个人又打电话来，他说：“我刚刚发现我可能长了癌症了，哎，我跑去安慰他。
”And then someone call again, I've just been diagnosed with cancer, so we all rush.
你发现今天整个基督教所有的资源啊，时间、金钱、力量，差不多都花在解决弟兄姊妹生活上的问题。
You can see the most of the resources of Christianity, like is solved and spent on how to solve our problems.
我看你们好像没什么问题一样。
You all look very innocent.
真的，我们在至少在北美，我们所看到的，大家忙着在解决问题。
At least in North America, I've noticed people are just busy here and there.
这个其实是仇敌一个很大很大的诡计和陷阱。
Indeed, it's a very schematic approach from the enemy on us.
我们忽略了回到最重要的根基上面。
We have ignored the most important thing.By going back to the foundation,
就是重视我们跟神之间的关系。
Is to put emphasis on the relationship.
就是重视我们里面生命真正的长大成熟被主改变。
Pay attention to the true and genuine growth inside us and be changed by the Lord.
其实，当我们的生命被改变，当我们跟神的关系被改变的时候，我们的生活自然就改变了。
Indeed, if our life has been changed, our relationship with the Lord deepens.Everything will be different.
但是仇敌让我们转过来，本末倒置，先去解决生活。
But the enemy lied to us that we turn it upside down. We concentrate on solving issues.
可是你会发现，很多人生活上的难处解决了，生命没有改变，跟神的关系没有改变。
Unfortunately, many people after the problem solved, their lives remain the same, and the relationship with God remain the same.
工作找到了，健康解决了，婚姻解决了，我们不管什么难处解决了，可是我们不见得改变了。
Once a problem solved, job found, marriage problems issues solved, still same relationship.
所以我很希望我们这两三天我们交通一点深一点的，我们里面的问题。
So I would like to share a bit deeper our inner problems.
我们今天晚上讲主是真葡萄树，讲到我们怎么样子能够连于基督。
I will share how the Lord is the true vine and how we are to be united with Him.
我们读两段圣经好不好？
Shall we read two passages?
约翰福音第一章，不是十五章。
The book of John, chapter 15,
第一节到第八节。
Verses 1 to 8.
我们一起来读。
Shall we read all together?
我是真葡萄树，我父是栽培的人。凡属我不结果子的枝子，他就剪去；凡结果子的，他就修理干净，使枝子结果子更多。
You are already clean. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by myself. You must remain in the vine, neither can you.
自己就不能结果子。你们若不常在我里面，也是这样。我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。常在我里面的，我也常在他里面。这人就多结果子。因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。人若不常在我里面，就像枝子丢在外面枯干，人拾起来扔在火里烧了。你们若常在我里面，我的话也常在你们里面，你们也就是我的门徒了。对不起。好，谢谢。
Thank you。
好，在这段圣经里面讲到四个很重要、很重要的这个角色。
These passages tell us very importantly four positions。
讲到圣父。
The Father。
他是栽培的人。
He is the gardener。
讲到主耶稣基督。
Our Lord himself。
他是葡萄树，是真葡萄树。
The true vine。
讲到果子。
and also the fruit.
我们知道所有的果子都是从圣灵里面出来的。
We know that all fruits were born of the Spirit.
然后讲到我们是枝子。
And then we are the branches.
你发现圣父、圣子、圣灵啊，包括我们。
So the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and us.
所以你才发现这短短的一段神经是一个包罗万有的一段神经。
You know, such a short passage, you can see the full counsel of God.
太重要的一件事情。
Very important.
我们整个人生存在的目的和价值都在这一节的里面，你可以找得到。
Our whole life, our meaning, you can find in this passage.
我们再多读一段的圣经，好吧
？Let's read another passage.
耶利米书十七章。
Jeremiah chapter 17.
第七节跟第八节
Verses 7-8
依靠耶和华以耶和华为可靠的那人有福了他必像树栽于水旁在河边扎根炎热来到并不惧怕叶子仍必青翠在该旱之年毫无挂虑而且结果不移好对不起 我想我们还是多读一节因为大家印象会深刻一点以赛亚书第五章
Let's also read the book of Isaiah chapter 5
以赛亚书第五章
Chapter 5 Isaiah
第三节
Verse
耶路撒冷的居民和犹大人啊请你们现今在我与我的葡萄园中断定是非我为我葡萄园所做之外还有什么可做的呢我指望结好葡萄怎么倒结了野葡萄呢好我想我们的圣经就先读到这
This is our Bible reading
我不晓得后面的弟兄姊妹听得到吗麦克风可不可以帮我稍微调大声一点我一大声就血压高然后我一血压高你们会很紧张
Can you hear me back?
因为我的血压可以高到很高的
If brother you need to shout and then the blood pressure will rise
谢谢好我宁可你们听的这个什么那个叫什么如雷贯耳而不要听得很辛苦
So I don't want you to feel bad
那今天我说过这段的信息对我们太重要了
I've already said this passage is so important to all of us
这一段的圣经是主耶稣在当天晚上要被抓之前他讲的这么一段美丽又充满安慰的信息
This passage was actually spoken by the Lord before his crucifixion
他马上要面对人性的黑暗犹大出卖他门徒否认他
He was to face the death of human nature including the betrayal of Judas
大祭司长老们嫉妒他罗马的兵丁残忍地羞辱他
The jealousy of the Roman Empire and the high priest they are going to insult him all sorts of mockery
而到最后需要为着你为着我我们所有的罪孽归到他身上耶和华神离弃他
And then at the end the sins of you and I would all be on his shoulder even the Lord Jehovah will desert him
而在这样一个最痛苦的 moment 里面他讲出了这么伟大的信息
In such agonizing moments he gave us this passage
我们光想到这篇信息的背景都足以让我们感动的要流眼泪了
The moment we think of the background of this passage It really should move us into tears
更不要说这一篇的信息这么荣耀
Not to mention this passage is so glorious
我是葡萄树我父是栽培的人
Lord said I am the true vine and my father is the gardener
弟兄姊妹他把我们和他之间完全摆在一个联合的地位一的地位上
The Lord put us into one with him The position is oneness
当我们今天离开了这么宝贵的恩典
Today if we depart from this precious grace
我们任何其他的追求其实都没有价值
Indeed, none of other pursuits will be meaningful.
如果我们离开了这么宝贵的连结和关系
If we depart from this beautiful and precious union,
我们任何的努力任何的成果说老实话在仇敌的眼中仇敌不在乎神也不要
All other achievements whether it is from anything, even the Satan, the enemy, wouldn't care.
而今天基督教用各式各样的东西在这里吸引人。
You know, Christianity now got so many things to attract our.
用各式各样的方法要去解决人今天人性里面各式各样的需要。
Christianity has used many approaches to try to solve the problems of humans.
但是如果我们生命里面的问题没有解决的话
，But if the problems of our life hasn't been solved,
所有其他的东西通通都没有价值。
All other issues will be meaningless.
所以主耶稣在这里讲说，离了我，你们什么都不能做。
And that's why the Lord says.See, apart from me, you cannot do anything.
弟兄姊妹，这个不是一个道理，这是 reality.
This is not a doctrine or objective truth, but a reality.
我们一定要被主带到一个地步，就是我们从心里面阿们说，主啊，我离了你，我真的什么都不能做。
We must be brought to a position that deep from our heart, we have to say, Lord, apart from you, we cannot do anything.
你不要说属灵的事情我们做不来。
Not only not able to do any spiritual things.
离了主，我不会是一个好爸爸。离了主。我连喜乐都喜乐不起来。
Apart from the Lord, I cannot be a good father. I cannot even be joyful.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这是一个伟大的救恩，把我们带回到最根基的问题。
This is the great salvation, bringing us to the most fundamental truth.
他是我们的生命。
He is our life.
他是我们一切万福的源头。
He is the source of all blessings.
这个连结里面，把神所有的丰富都在基督里面赐给了我们。
This union has.Pass all the richness of God in Christ.
就像以弗所书一章三节讲的，神曾经在基督里把天上各样属灵的福气赐给我们。
Just like in the book of Ephesians, God has already given us all the richness in the heavenly realms to us in Christ.
没有一个属灵的福气不在基督耶稣里面的。
No spiritual blessings is not in Christ.
今天我们不管聚会也好，追求也好，讲道也好，做任何事情也好。
Today, whether we are preaching, whether we are sharing, or whatever ministry we are busy in.
如果我们不在基督里
，If we do not do it in Christ,
不管你多快乐，别人多羡慕你，你得了多少的钱财，得了多少的成就。
No matter how joyful you are, how many people appreciate you, there is no value.
所有属天的祝福都在基督里赐给我们。
Because all spiritual blessings in the heavenly realms was given us in Christ.
而哥罗西书第二章第九节后半跟第十节说到神本性一切的丰富都有形有体的居住在基督里，而你们在他里面得的这个丰富。
In Colossians chapter 2, all the riches of God was dwelt in bodily form in Christ, and in you have the richness.
所以弟兄姊妹，在基督里我们得到了所有的祝福。
So in Christ we have received all blessings.
在基督里我们有份于神荣耀的性情 ，become the partaker of His divine nature.
In Christ we become the partaker of.His divine nature.
能够与他的性圣洁的性情有份
Partakers of the divine nature of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，你想到这个，你要晓得我们今天算谁呀？
Think about it and appreciate whom you have become.
怎么可能得到这么宝贵的祝福？
How can we receive such blessing?
而且在基督耶稣里面
Only in Christ.
所有仇敌的诡计，所有仇敌在我们身上的工作全部要失败。
All the schemes of the enemy, all the attacks of the devil will not succeed.
所以我记得史柏克弟兄 Austin Sparks 有一句话类似的话，他说仇敌最怕的就是地跟天之间真实的连接。
I remember a word from Brother Austin Sparks. He said the enemy fears the most is when heaven is joined and unitedWith earth.
什么时候地跟天是连结的，人跟基督是连结的，所有仇敌的工作和破坏都要，所有仇敌的工作都要被破坏。
The moment the earth is united with heaven, man with God, all attacks and schemes of the devil will fail.
所以我们在这里第一件事情看到，我们跟基督之间的关系是一的关系。
So first thing we need to see, our relationship with Christ is one.
我们跟基督的关系是生命的连结。
And our relationship with Christ is union in life.
光约翰福音十五章，用那个，用那个，我会不会被绑在这里了？我讲到哪了
？Where am I？
弟兄姊妹，我们跟基督的关系
，Brothers and sisters, our relationship with Christ
是一的关系
，is one。
我们跟基督的连结是生命里面的连结
，and our union with Him is in life。
光约翰福音第一十五章第一节到第八节，弟兄姊妹，我们可以讲很多很多的信息。
We can share so many messages in this passage, chapter 15:1-8 of John.
但是里面有两个很关键的，我先让弟兄姊妹，我们一定要被提醒，就是这个连结。
But two very important things I must remind brothers and sisters is about the union.
它英文用 abiding in Christ.
Abiding in Christ.
它是一个 constantly, 是一个 continuously, 它是要持续的住在主的里面。
It is a constant and continual condition.Abiding in Christ.
但是你发现今天我们基督徒一个非常普遍的问题，就是我们跟主之间的关系是间断性的。
A very common problem we are facing is our union with Christ is momentary.
我们是借着来教会、来聚会、有侍奉，就连来聚会、有侍奉，你不见得活在连结的里面。
We only be united with Christ when we are meeting, we are having service, and we are together. Even then, often we are not really be united.
那更不要说很多的时候，我们的生活中好像没有主一样。
Not to mention, so often our lives is like without Christ.
我们要做决定就做决定了。
You know, when we decide on things.
我想说什么话我就说什么话。
I just want to speak whatever I want to speak.
我想发脾气，我想用情绪，我就出了。
I want to throw a tantrum, I just want to, and I do.
弟兄姊妹，我们真的何等需要被带回到这个生命里面，看见我们需要跟他之间有一个持续的连接。
Brothers and sisters, we need to be brought back to the Lord that we are united in life with Christ.
所以不光是持续的哈，第一个讲到持续的。
So first of all, it's the constancy.
一个 constant abiding， 那另外一个就是讲到是活泼的连接。
And secondly is a living union，
它是必须是在生命里面的。
It is a life thing，
它必须是活的。
It's a living thing。
今天很多人坐在聚会里面，甚至唱诗，甚至读经，弟兄姊妹，我们里面不在生命里面。
Often many would stay in the meeting, they sing hymns and they have outward appearance, but they are not living.
我们晨更，我们每天都有晨更，这是很好的基督徒。
It's good to have morning devotion every day for good Christians.
但是我们可能在生命里面完全没碰到主，我们合起来我们就去上班，就去忙了。
But you know, when we are busy at work, then we forgot about it.
我们祷告，我们也开口祷告，可是我们里面没有碰到主，不在生命里面。
We pray, we open our mouth, but we haven't come across the Lord.
弟兄姊妹 ，abiding in Christ， 它不光需要一个持续的，它需要一个活泼的。
So abiding in Christ, first of all, is a constant thing, and secondly, is a living thing.
你如果看到一棵葡萄树啊
，if you see a vine tree.
你拿一个木头，拿一个铁棍，把它绑得紧紧的，让它 constantly 跟它是连接的啊。
If you bind the vine with a wooden stick, so it be always united,
它不会有事情发生的。
Nothing would happen.
因为它不是在一个生命境界里面的连接。
Because that union is not union in life.
今天我们来到神家，如果我们的灵没有带到这个。没有用心灵和诚实不在生命里面来亲近神来听神说话的话
Today as we come to the church the God household we do not worship him in truth and in spirit
你会发现聚会是聚会我是我
You will find that the meeting is going on and I remain here
唱是唱一关掉了我完全忘记刚才唱什么
People singing and I join the singing but the moment the singing stopped I am gone
我听到是听到听完到我出去我还是一样 Nothing has changed
I listen to the messages, but after the messages, nothing changed.
弟兄姊妹，因为我们这个人生命跟主之间没有一个活泼生命里面的连接。
Because I do not have a living relationship with the Lord.
我不晓得在座有多少弟兄姊妹是第二代、第三代的基督徒哈。
I'm not sure how many of you are second or third generation Christians.
不多哈，你们大部分都是第一代的。
Many of you shouldn't be a first generation.
我从小在基督教家庭长大。
Was born.Bred in a Christian family.
我懂得太多基督教的道理。
I've known so many doctrines.
我参加聚会，我观察教会的侍奉，我看到教会各式各样的情形。弟兄姊妹，我懂太多了。
I joined many meetings. I observed many things in the church. I just know many things.
这样子，在我里面产生一个很大的危机。
But there was a big danger inside.
就是当我听到什么东西的时候，我以为我懂。
The problem is, the moment I hear something, I thought I knew already.
例如今天读的约翰福音十五章
Tonight we read chapter 15 of John
你知道当我今年在教会里面讲约翰福音十五章的时候
So this year when I share in my church John 15
在我里面一个最大的挑战跟困难
The biggest challenge and difficulty inside me was
不是这一段圣经太难了
It's not that this passage is too difficult
而是这一段圣经太简单了
But it's too simple this passage
简单到一个地步，人家是说你不用讲我都懂。
It's so simple that people will say, "Oh, I have enough of this."
谁不晓得枝子不能离开葡萄树？这还要你讲
？We all know apart from Christ, we are nothing.
对不对？枝子离开葡萄树，它一定枯干的。
Of course, apart from the branch, you will with them. We all know that.
枝子离开葡萄树，它一定不能结果子的。
Of course, it will not be able to bear fruit. We all know this.
你不要说在座的懂，小朋友都懂。
Not only you, but even young children will know this truth.
但是弟兄姊妹，就在这样子一个简单的道理里面，却蕴含着一个这么重要、不能忽略的真理。
But this seemingly simple truth has contained so deep truth for us.
照着我们所当知道的，我们还是不知道。According
to what we should have known, we still don't know.
所以今天的这一段在这里讲到基督生命里面的连结，讲到我们整个生活里面、人生里面充满了各式各样的挑战。It's
here the union with Christ in life and all the challenges we are facing.
我们刚才讲过了，生活上各式各样的问题。
We have said already, we are facing so many different difficult issues in life.
养育孩子的问题，夫妻相处的问题，职场上挑战的问题，教会侍奉的问题，光讲四个就够了哈。Enough.
Raising child, family issues, work, and also in ministry.
再多加一个让我好的你自己的问题。And
also the problem of yourself.
可能常常是最大的问题。Indeed,
that is the biggest problem.
身心灵三方面都可能有问题。Spirit,
soul, and body, we all have issues.
因为怎么在这么多的问题里面
Among all these issues,
我们怎么样子能够面对它，胜过它？
How can we face them and overcome them?
刚才读的葡萄树枝子，它讲到一个活泼的连结。
First of all, a living union, the vine and the branch.
诗篇第一篇告诉我们说，唯喜爱耶和华律法，又昼夜思想的，这人变为有福。
In the book of Psalms, chapter 1, those who meditate the law of the Lord day and night, blessed is he.
他要干嘛? 他要像一棵树,
what will he be like?
He will be like
a tree planted along the stream of
water. 叶子也不枯干,
the leaves will not wither.
而且他要按时候结果子,
and it will bear fruit in the season.
然后我们刚刚读的这个耶利米书17章,
and the book I've just read in Jeremiah chapter 17,
他说依靠耶和华, 以耶和华为可靠的人,
those who trust in the Lord and those who put their reliance on Him.
他也说他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁，在河边扎根。
He will be like a tree planted by the water that sends its roots by the stream.
他底下讲到炎热来到并不惧怕，叶子仍必青翠。
The result, it does not fear when it comes, its leaves are always green.
接下来讲到在干旱之年毫无挂虑，而且结果不止。
There's no worries in the year of a drought and never fails to bear fruit.
这里讲到两种的挑战。
So two challenges.
一种是炎热，就好像热浪突然来了。
First is heat, like a heat wave coming.
它是暂时的。
Temporary, suddenly.
它会走的。
It will disappear.
炎热来的时候它不怕。
But when heat comes, there's no fear.
它的叶子仍然青翠。
The leaves are always green.
因为它扎在河旁。
Why? Because the roots are by the stream.
而干旱之年说到了一种长期的难处。
And then I said the year of drought is like a constant long-term difficulty.
长期活在病痛中。
Long-term pain illness.
夫妻之间长期活在冷战中间。
Husband and wife always in cold war.
孩子长期的背叛，不肯悔改。
Children always rebellion, never wants to repent.
教会的难处层出不穷。
Difficulties in the church like a long list.
弟兄姊妹，在我们人生里面，这两种难处一直在随着我们。
You know, in our life, we are facing these short-term and long-term problems.
而圣经告诉我们，我们今天要能够面对炎热，要能够面对干旱之年。The
Bible is teaching us here how we're going to face sudden heat and year of drought.
关键在于我们扎根在哪里。The
crucial point is where your roots are.
根不光要扎得深，也在乎你扎根在哪里。Not
only the roots are deep, but where you root yourself.
而且以耶和华为可靠的人，像树栽在溪水旁，在河边扎根。Blessed
is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in Him. He will be like a tree planted by the water.
弟兄姊妹，今天如果我们忽略了跟神之间的关系，而我们要靠主来解决我人生的问题的话，Brothers
and sisters, if we ignore the relationship with the Lord and only rely Him to solve my problem.
你会发现我们一辈子都在解决问题。You'll
find yourself throughout your life, you're just fixing problems.
因为我们跟主之间的关系不真实。Because
our relationship with the Lord is not real.
因为我们的生命没有真实的长进。Our
life hasn't really grown.
所以在这里讲到我们面对的挑战。So
the challenges we are facing here.
当我们离开主的时候。If
we depart from the Lord.
主说你们离开我，你们就不能做什么。The
Lord said, apart from me, you cannot do anything.
离开主，我们不能结果子。
Apart from him, we cannot bear fruit.
我常常传福音的时候举的一个简单的比喻啊。
Often when I preach the gospel, I will give you this illustration.
也是当这个 特别在美国，他们过圣诞节的时候，都喜欢用这种不是假的圣诞树，是真正砍下来的圣诞树。
You know, in especially Northern America, during Christmas time, they would like to have real Christmas tree.
他们把圣诞树搬回家以后，就花很多的功夫去装饰，去 decorate 这个圣诞树。
Once they chop the Christmas tree down and bring it home, they will use all means to decorate the Christmas tree.
他们用各样的彩球、各样的彩带、各样的礼物，还有 小的 violin， 小的反正各式各样的东西去把它弄得很漂亮。
All the ribbons, all the glossy things, and the glittering things make it really beautiful.
啊，点上灯的时候，晚上在壁炉边非常非常的漂亮啊。
When the lights up and on, near the near it's very beautiful.
Amen.
Near the fireplace.
我来不及听他翻译，Amen 就是了。
Sorry, very pretty.
当那棵树被砍下来的那个 moment，
you know the moment when the tree or the branch was chopped，
当它跟生命的源头分隔的那个时刻开始，
when that branch was away from the source of life，
虽然前面有一段时间，可能是他在人生，在他整个一生中最漂亮的时候，
even though still in a period of time， it would appear very pretty and beautiful，
各式各样的东西加上去了，
all sorts of decorations，
各式各样的装饰放上去了，
hung on it， all the decorations，
我们把学位放上去了，
indeed we put our degrees，
我们把很漂亮的房子挂上去了，
our beautiful。
当各式各样东西挂上去，
we put all sort of decorations hanging on the trees.
但是我们知道， 大家仔细看哈， 现在有灯哈，
look at it，
等一下快要被 disconnect，
he's going to disconnect， 关掉， 这个
这不是一个太好的例子吗？
What a beautiful illustration. It's gone.
在基督里，在圣灵里跟不在基督里， to make a difference.
The difference between with in or without Christ.
对不对？你被切断了，你怎么去装饰它？枯干是它的结局。
Once the source of life is disconnected, you will soon wither.
今天不管我们做任何的东西，
whatever things you might be
doing, 甚至人看为很属灵的事情，
even things that people think,
如果不在基督里， 通通没有价值。
If it is not in Christ, it's no value.
所以如果你们看这个，那个斯百克弟兄讲希伯来书的时候，
you know, Brother Sparks share on the book of Hebrews.
我非常喜欢他一句话。
I really like one description.
他说，无论大事，无论小事， 只要跟基督发生关系，都是大事。
There's nothing called major or minor. Anything related to Christ is major.
这个比我 买一个冰激凌给你吃还要快乐，你们怎么都不快乐呢？这句话太好了。
You know, this is such a beautiful and important truth.
当我读到这句话，我就写在我的书上。我提醒我，其实现在已经不用提醒了。不管大事，不管小事，只要跟基督发生关系，都是大事。
I was so excited when I first come across this line, and I wrote it in my book. Really, anything, nothing major or minor, anything related to Christ is major.
你做再小再低微，再没有人注意到的事情，你是为了爱主，你是为了在主里面而做的话，都是大事。Things
that might seem insignificant, people despise it, even minor things, but if you do it for the sake of loving Christ, it is a major thing.
如果没有跟基督发生关系，你不管做了多少的事，多少的掌声，没有价值的。But
on the other hand, if it's not related to Christ, no matter how many applause you have earned, it's nothing.
啊，弟兄姊妹，这实在是太重要了。所以这种例子，我说， 太容易了解，反而让人去忽略它。
You know such important things, but it sounds so simple, we easily would ignore it.
听说这个戴德生在他37岁的时候
，I remember Hudson Taylor when he was 37 years old.
大概1869年
，1869，
他自己属灵上到了一个瓶颈。
He found himself spiritually stuck.
他非常非常的疲倦
，He was very exhausted.
他非常的灰心失望，因为碰到很多很多的困难
，disappointed, despaired, because he was facing so many problems.
经济的压力、环境的压力，还有宣教士被杀，很多的消息都让他很痛苦
，pressure due to financial problems and indeed.Especially martyrs of the missionary.
而且更糟糕的就是他服侍主，他发现他自己里面有很多的欲望，很多的试探，很多的失败和软弱。
And also in his personal pursuit, he discovered so many temptations, so many infirmities, weaknesses inside him.
不光外面他胜不过，他连里面他都胜不过。
Outwardly he couldn't overcome, but inwardly.
所以他掉到一个很深的痛苦里面。
He was in a deep agony.
就有一天当他回到镇江的时候。
So one day when he reached 郑州，
他收到他一个 coworker 从杭州来信的 ，John McCarthy 信给他。
He received a letter from Hangzhou, one of his coworkers.
他信上就跟他做见证，他自己怎么样在软弱、失败、跌倒的里面，然后主提醒了他。
The letter was about how that brother, while he was weak and dark, the Lord revived him.
提醒了他，他是在基督里，在基督里面，他可以得到一切一切丰富的供应跟他所需要的。
Remind him one thing that you are in Christ, and because you are in Christ, you will receive all the richness of Christ. Of God.
看起来好像很简单，我们在座都懂得道理。
It's very simple truth. I'm sure you all have heard about it.
那天神却借着他这个同工 John McCarthy 的信，让戴德生里面一下子亮了。
But that moment.God has used this brother's encouragement, opened the eyes of Hudson Taylor.
最后来不久，他也写信给他的妹妹，在英国的，或是他做见证。那个葡萄树和枝子的关系一下子在他里面亮了。
So not long, he wrote back and telling him that this truth of union of the branch and the vine is becoming real.
他发现问题不在于我要努力，我要努力，我要这样，我要那样。
He discovered it's no longer I will try this, I will labor on this.
他说：“我要做的是学习安息在基督的所事和所做上面。
But I need to learn to rest in what Christ is and what He has accomplished already.
我要安息在基督已经把我放在跟他是完全连接的关系上。
I need to rest on the truth that I'm fully in union with Christ.
而在这个活泼生命里的连接里面，基督成为我一切的供应。
And in this life union.”Christ becomes all my source of supply.
基督是一切，他真的是一切。
Christ truly is all.
他说当这个真理向他开启的时候，他整个人喜乐得不得了。
When this truth is revealed to him, he was so joyful and uplifted.
要我们，我们会说基督是一切呢，我啥都不要管了，交给主了哈。
But to us, we may think, oh, Christ is all. That means I don't need to do anything. I just leave it to him.
戴德生他说我后来的。环境比从前更艰难、我的服侍比从前更忙碌。
It's not like that. To Hudson Taylor, the difficulties that followed was even worse and more harsh than before.
他说但是在我里面却这么样子的安息。
But now, I am so restful.
不是借着改变环境。
It's not that the things outwardly have changed.
借着改变我们和主的关系。
But the change in the relationship between God and mine.
改变我们里面生命真实的情形。
The true condition of my life has changed.
当我们真跟基督连结的时候
，If we are truly united with Christ，
他所是的就是我的。
What he has, what he is, is mine。
这个叫做不再是我，乃是基督。
This is the meaning of no longer I, but Christ。
接受他的替代
，received the replacement。
所以那本小小的书叫做《属灵伟人得力的秘诀》。
So the book is the secret of the strength of spiritual giants。
他讲到戴德生得力的秘诀在于他认识的那个交换的生命。
For Hudson Taylor was he understands the exchange life。
在任何时刻、任何事情上，我学习放下自己，接受基督的替代。
Whatever circumstance I'm facing, I learn to receive Christ and let go to myself。
不再是我，
no longer I, but Christ。
啊，弟兄姊妹，这是一个太伟大的交易。
Well, then this is such an important and great exchange。
这里接下来他这里提到另外一个很重要的事情，他说我父是栽培的人。
And then it continues that my father is the gardener.
英文有一句话说 No gardener, no garden.
You know in English there's no gardener, no garden.
但是我们感谢主，这个 gardener 是我们慈爱的天父。
We praise the Lord, our gardener is our loving Heavenly Father.
他亲自来修剪。
He himself would prune us.
而且他修剪的目的是为了让结果子更多。
And the reason of his pruning is that we can bear more fruit.
The higher hand with higher purpose.
He got a higher hand and a higher purpose.
啊，不是随便交给别人来修剪我们。
He didn't leave this responsibility to anyone else.
乃是他亲自来修剪，只是他用不同的工具就是了。
He himself prunes, but he used different means.
然后他修剪只有一个目的。
But there's only one purpose of his pruning.
为了叫我们能够借着结果子更多叫荣耀归给神。
We can bear more fruit for the glory of God.
我们家种了一棵白桃，我想中国人都很喜欢吃白桃。
In my home garden, we have planted a 白桃。
前年长了很多小白桃。
Peaches. Not peaches, 白桃。
白桃，对。
A white peach.
我跟于师傅都很喜欢吃，常常来不及等它熟就已经把它摘下来吃
了。So often we are so impatient that before it ripens, we just pick it.
甜里带酸又很 juicy, 那很好吃啊。
It's sweet, but it's also sour, but it's very juicy.
讲的我都要咽口水。
Okay.
结果我听说树要修剪会结果子更多。
You know, then I heard that they need to be pruned that it can bear more fruit.
所以我去年年初已经 too late, 但是我不知道。
I was too late already, but so last year, in the beginning of the year, I was pruning every branches.
结果我们今一个都没有桃子。
At the end, nothing came out.
今年一个都没有。
This year,
去年就是去年
no fruit,
一个都没有。
No fruit, none.
结果我们不久前又剪了一次，不晓得今年有没有。
So we did try again, we're not sure what will happen.
还好。是天父亲自在这里修剪。
So good that it is our Heavenly Father, He prunes Himself.
凡结果子的枝子，他就修理干净，使枝子结果子更多。
While every branch that does bear fruit, He prunes so that it will be even more fruitful.
你觉得最近被神在修剪的，请举手好不好
？Can you raise your hand if you think you have been pruned by the Lord recently?
怎么不好意思举手
？Don't be
你不是被神修剪，就是被剪去的。
You know, if you are not being pruned, you'll be cut.
这你只讲这两种吗？凡不结果子的枝子，他就剪去；凡结果子的枝子，他就修理干净，为了结果子更多。
So two possibilities: either he prunes you to bear more fruit, or he cuts you off and you're gone.
不是剪掉你的救恩好，我们一次得救，永远得救的。
Remember, it's not here talking about our salvation because once saved, always saved.
这里讲到的减去是这样的，你在主观上你失去的那个交通，失去的那种滋润连接的感觉。
But it's talking here about your subjective continual relationship with the Lord that you no longer have union with Him.
让我们体会到离了主不能做什么。所以罗马书十一章讲野橄榄树的时候，当他们若有信心，还是可以被再接回来的。
It talks about the conditions of departing from the Lord. That's why in the book of Romans 11 it says about the wild olive.If they repent and be united again, then it will bear fruit again.
你结果子，父要来修剪。
If you are bearing fruit, the Father will come and prune you.
把那些有可能感染病毒的啦，或是只长叶子、枝子，为了自己漂亮，但是却不结果子的。
The branches that might be already infected by whatever means, or branches only bear leaves with no fruit, all for the sake of themselves.
他们植物专家都告诉我们，葡萄树每一年里面要被剪好几次，不同季节需要修剪的。
You know, the horticulturists were telling us every year you need to prune the vine several times.
因为所有的叶子、枝子跟果子都在争取树根出来的养分。
Simply because the leaves, the branches, the fruits, they were all competing the nutrients from the roots.
需要在对的时间、对的地方，用对的方法来剪它。
Must be at the right time, using the right means, at the right place, you prune it.
然后我们。天父亲自栽培修剪。
Our Heavenly Father, He Himself would prune.
By the higher hand for the higher purpose.
Because of the higher hand, it's for the higher purpose.
弟兄姊妹，这真的是在一切被神修剪的人里面的一个安慰。
This is such a great comfort to whoever being pruned by the Father.
很多时候我们服侍这个人很不单纯。
You know, so often as we serve, we are impure.
很多的时候我们这个人非常的骄傲。
We are so proud.
我们不服
we do not want to come under.
所以我 两个月前在教会里面讲到可拉的后裔的时候，我们在讲被神修剪。
So 2 months ago, I was sharing in my church talking about the descendants of Korah, how God was pruning them.
你看他原来那么骄傲，那么不服气的一个人。
Originally such a proud people.
他说全会众个个都是圣洁，你摩西亚伦凭什么自己觉得自己不一样
？And they were challenging Moses and Aaron. The whole tribe was holy.
我们凭什么要听你的？
Why do you think? Who do you think you are? The way to listen to you, Moses.
他们不光自己跟家人跟大丹亚比兰反，他们带了250个领袖一起起来抵挡摩西。
Not only this, Korah and together with the family of Dothan, they brought 250 people to rebel against Moses.
哦，弟兄姊妹，神那天做了一件非常严肃、令人敬畏的事情。
On that day, God has done something very serious and solemn that would cause us to fear.
地裂开来了，可拉。大丹亚比兰全部下去了。
The earth opened. Korah, Dathan, and Abilene, they were swallowed into the ground.
但是神却怜悯了，把可拉留下了一些余种。
But by His mercy, God has left some remnants of Korah.
而这一班人在圣经里面后来成为教会，成为神家的祝福。
And these remnants at the end becomes huge blessings to the family.
是被神审判过，被神修理过，留下来的生命。
After the judgment, after the pruning of God.What a precious life.
所有那种不服、骄傲、任性被神修剪。
All the disobedience, all the pride, all the bad character removed.
所以诗篇里面有12篇可拉后裔的诗，哎呀，每一篇你都发现他们身上有一个很大的特点，就是他们对神特别的渴慕。
There are 12 psalms written by the descendants of Korah, and the characteristic was they truly longed for the Lord.
可想神，他们爱慕锡安。
My heart desired and longed for the Lord and for Zion.
而且可拉后裔的诗里面充满了对神的感恩。
And the descendants of Korah's psalms full of thanksgiving to God.
可拉的服事
and their ministry,
从前是他们最不能被神用的。
In the past, they couldn't be used by the Lord.
就是他们不服，觉得都一样，神家没有分别。
Because they are not.Obeying the Lord's command, and they think everyone should be equal.
后来他们却成为神家守门的。
And then they became the gatekeeper of God.
决定不洁净的东西进到圣殿里面来。
Disallowing anything that is unclean coming to the Lord.
您看到了没有？原来是最不能被神用的，后来变成神家最能被神用的。
You can see originally not able to be used by the Lord, and it becomes the most important.Vessel.
原来这么骄傲不服的一个个性，后来变得这么谦卑，这么顺服。
So proud, so arrogant, and now is so humble, so obedient.
原来根本不怕神，不敬畏神，后来这么爱慕神。
In the past, not fearing the God at all, now so desirous and longing for Him.
撒母耳就是可拉的后裔。
You know, Samuel was the descendants of Korah.
他为以色列家祷告，20年后以色列全家归向神。
When Samuel prayed for the Israel, 20 years, the whole family of Israel returned to God.
你看诗篇84篇就是可拉后裔的诗。
You know, Psalm 84 is the Psalm of Korah.
他说：“心中向往锡安大道的这人变为有福。”
Those who long for the Zion's way.These are the blessings.
他们虽然经过流泪谷，却叫这谷成为泉源之地，并且有秋雨之福，盖满了全谷。
Even though they have went through the valley of tears, but after that they will bear much fruit and it becomes fertile land.
可拉的后裔是真正的进入了流泪谷。
Truly, the descendants of Korah has gone through the valley of tears.
一辈子被人家羞辱，这是被神管教审判的一般人。
They were being disciplined and judged by the Lord.
你看诗篇42篇，他说他们常常流泪，忍不住的对我说：“你的神在哪里？”
You know, in other times they always said, "I'm in tears because people were teasing them," and they said, "Where is your God?"
他们心中充满了各式各样的懊悔、痛苦、羞辱，很多的复杂的感觉。
Hearts full of different emotions, bitterness and regretness.
可是他们经过流泪谷。
But yes, they went through the valley of Baca.
却叫这谷成为泉源之地
and made it the place of springs,
并且由秋雨之福盖满了全谷
and allowed autumn rains to cover it with pools.
他们个人力上加力到锡安朝见神
and they go from strength to strength till each appears before God in Zion.
今天很多人进了流泪谷出不来了
Nowadays, so many people went through the valley of Baca and tears and they couldn't come through.
一辈子在流泪谷里面一直流泪
They continue and they remain in the valley of tears
充满了忧郁充满了灰心充满了无助充满了埋怨
Full of disappointment, depression, full of murmuring
可能终身就倒闭在流泪谷
And then at the end they died in the valley of Baca
可是可拉的后裔
But the descendants of Korah.
他们虽然进了流泪谷。
Yes, they went through the valley of.
他们却穿越了流泪谷。
They overcome the valley.
而且让这个谷成为泉源之地，是地里地里面涌出来的祝福。
And even make it a place of springs from the ground.
而且又有秋雨之福盖满了全谷，这是从天上倾倒下来的祝福。
Not only from underneath, but also from above, the autumn rains would come and cover it with food.
好像讲到圣灵全被祝福的两面，一方面圣灵满溢在我们里面，圣灵浇灌下来，这可拉的后裔都承受了。
It describes the meaning of the blessing from the Holy Spirit filled us from inside and as well as outpouring from outside.
弟兄姊妹啊，这被神修剪，结果是更多。
You know, when the Father prunes it, we'll bear more fruit.
还没有留在流泪谷，一直问神为什么？为什么？为什么 ？Why? Why me?
If you continue to remain in the valley of tears, you'll ask why, why, and why me?
他知道是神在这里修剪他。
But if you know the Father is pruning you,
神绝对不会做错事情。
God will never wrong.
神绝对不随便做一件事情。
And God will never do things casually.
神所有做的事情都是带着正面的目的的。
Whatever he does, it will be with positive aim.
这是需要用信心来相信来接受他的。
We need to by faith receive and accept this.
我会错，人会错，人会不公义，但是神永远公义，神永远知道什么是我需要的。
Man might be wrong, man might be unrighteous.But God will never wrong, He will forever be righteous.
我也希望所有在流泪谷的弟兄姊妹都不要灰心。
I hope every one of you, you are still in the valley of tears, don't be disappointed.
不要说流泪谷不要灰心，连死荫的幽谷都不要怕，对不对？
Not only the valley of tears, but even the valley of death.
因为他的杖、他的竿都安慰我们，因为他与我们同在。
His staff and his rod will comfort us, and He will be with us forever.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们经过流泪谷的时候
，So brothers and sisters, when you are passing through the valley of tears,
当我们经过神在我们身上这样子的修剪的时候
，When we are going through how God pruning our lives,
你发现我们跟神的关系不一样了。
You will find your relationship with God is different.
你会发现我们自己的生命不一样。
You will find your life will be different.
当我们这样子体会到的时候，我们就会觉得这一切都值得。
The moment you realize this, you will say this is all worth.
最怕的就是我们在环境中，我们在苦难中经过了，我的生命没有改变，我跟神的关系没有改变。
The worst thing is after going through all these troubles and hardships, my life and my relationship with God remain the same.
我不仅仅浪费了这个环境，我甚至很可能白白吃苦。
Not only I've wasted these opportunities, but I bear all the pains in vain.
白白吃苦，没有任何的结果和价值，没有得到主的结局。
In vain, no fruit, no result, no change.
我希望我们没有一个人是这个样子哈。
I hope none of us will be like this.
所以你发现神所有用的仆人，不管大卫，不管但以理，不管约瑟，不管谁，差不多都被神修理过。
You will find all servants of God like David, Moses, and Joseph, and they all have undergone this.
连他们这么属灵的人都被神修理啊。
Such spiritual people, they went through the pruning.
更不要说我们这些人。
Not to mention.
所以弟兄姊妹，神爱我们才修理我们。
So you know, remember, God loves you and He prunes you.
好，这个以赛亚书27章，耶和华自己说，他说我耶和华是看守修理葡萄园的，对不对？
You know, in the book of,
是不是看守？
Isaiah chapter 27, the Lord Himself claimed that I am the one, the gardener. I am looking after my vineyard.
他说我时刻浇灌，昼夜看守。免得有人破坏。
I will look after it. I will keep an eye on it day and night, so no one would come and destroy it.
为的是让我们里面能够结实累累。
We pray that, and the aim that we would continue to bear much fruit.
这个当我们刚才讲的都是得胜的人哈。
We have been sharing about overcoming.
我们讲现代的，你像 Campbell Morgan 这个解经王者。
You know Campbell Morgan, the prince of Bible scholar, Bible expository.
当他在申请一个牧师职位的时候
，Once he was trying to apply for being a pastor，
他出来服侍主的第一个申请就被人家拒绝了。
The first application was declined, rejected。
这个后来被什么这一两百年，人家把他称为是解经王子，他圣经的亮光，他解经解的深度，只是多少人称许他的。
So 200 years later, all Bible scholars reckon he's the prince of exposition.
斯派克弟兄年轻的时候，一天到晚跑到 Campbell Morgan 那里去参加他的查经班，被他带读经的。
He was young, day and night, he would visit him, they are nice to learn from him the Bible.
可是当他开始想要找一个服侍工厂的时候，被人家拒绝了。
But still remember when he first applied to be a pastor, he was being rejected.
逼着他退到主的面前，他找了一个地方安静很长的时间去面对神，去亲近神，去建立跟神的关系。
So it was forcing him to quiet himself to a solitary place to pray and to refresh.His condition before the Lord.
我相信这一段受挫，然后逼着他去面对神，跟神独处的时间，对他后来解经实在是有很大的帮助。
I believe that period of hardship, forcing him to come to the Lord, will be very important for his future.
决定不是只是在字面，在神学的层次上来解释圣经，而能够从神的旨意、生命的角度来解经。
His exposition was just not superficial theology, but from God's perspective.The meaning of the Bible.
那我们在教会里面，神也修剪我们。
And in our church, what is happening in our life?
以前我跟于师母在三十年前，在北加州的一个地方聚会啊。
About 30 years ago, when Sister Nancy and Brother Yu was meeting in North America.
有一次聚会，有一个姊妹跑来找我们。
Once after the meeting, a sister came to us.
她说今天讲台的弟兄讲道是在骂我。
And he said the preacher this morning was indeed rebuking me.
他说我受伤了。
I'm really hurt.
我准备软弱三个月。
I'm going to remain, not coming for 3 months. I will be infirm.
还有这样子的，准备软弱三个月。
I'm ready to be weak for 3 months.
他说你这个，他跟于师母讲，他说念慈姐，你跟于弟兄这三个月要好好照顾我一下哈。
And in this, you are telling my sister Nancy that tell brother Yu to look after me well for 3 months.
就是这个叫做易脆品，听过没有
？Have you heard of these descriptions? Not unbreakable, but easily breakable.
就像吹那个肥皂泡沫的 bubble 一样哈。
It's like a bubble.
彩色好漂亮，一戳就破了。
Colorful, punt, burst.
中看不中用
Only good to look, not good for you.
那我们这样子的器皿，你怎么样子能够成为扛台约柜、神家这个任重道远的人呢？
If we are all
一戳就破了。
So fragile, how can we be able to bear the ark of God on our shoulders?
所以传道人讲话，他觉得受伤了，跑来找我们，那我们再帮助他更刚强一点哈。
So because of the preaching hurting her, we are trying to help her further.
弟兄姊妹。如果神
Brothers and sisters,
是那位亲自修剪我们的主
If God is the one who by himself pruning you
那我想请问大家
Let me ask you one question
你真的相信也察觉到神正在修剪你吗
Do you truly believe God is now pruning you
神最近或者神现在正在修剪你吗
I'm saying now or recently is God pruning you.
我的第二个问题。
And then my second question.
他用的剪刀是什么？
What
你知道吗？
What sort of instrument he's now using?
他现在正在用什么修剪？
What sort of equipment or instrument he's now using to prune you?
孩子。
Maybe your children.
你的配偶。
Your spouse.
教会的同工。
Co-workers in the church.
你公司的同事或老板。
Your colleagues, your boss, at work.
Whatever.
Whoever.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们不可以让环境随便过去。
Brothers and sisters, we cannot let go of these circumstances.
他修剪。
When he prunes.
为的叫我们结果是更多。
In order that we can bear more fruit.
弟兄姊妹，我们不可以离开这个生命的源头。
We cannot depart from this source of life.
我们需要让这个生命在我们里面不断地出来，不断地
成熟。We need to allow this life to continue to grow and outpour from inside.
为的是要结果子更多。
In order that it will be even more fruitful.
当我们经过流泪谷。
After we went through the valley
of 当我们被神修剪了。
After the pruning.
神的结局是希望我们荣耀他。
The purpose that is for God is that we can glorify Him.
产生更深、更熟、更丰富的生命。
It will produce deeper, more mature and fruitful life.
几乎没有一个器皿不是这样经过的。
No other man of God.
你去看我们圣徒诗歌的700多首诗歌。
Look at our hymnals, 700 hymns.
有多少的诗歌？你去读诗人的背景，每一个都是被神这样修剪。
You know so many authors. If you understand their backgrounds, most all of them had gone through.
你不要讲那么有名的 Fanny Crosby， 从小瞎眼，对不对
Not to mention Fanny Crosby, she was made blind when she was
very young.
8,000 hymns.
那么年轻,
while she was very young, invited by the parliament in America to recite the poem. But so things unfortunate happening in her life.
李弟兄的诗歌,
Brother Watchman Nee's his hymns.
有一首诗歌, 550首, 你们可能也都很熟,
Do you know the hymn 550?
何等朋友我主耶稣,
what a friend we have in Jesus.
What a friend we have in Jesus.
You know, every time we sing, we will be in tears.
尤其在痛苦中的, especially the girl, what a friend we have.
If you're in pain and agony, you sing this hymn, what a friend we have in Jesus. This brother Joseph Griffin, right on the night of his marriage, his fiance died.
Suddenly.
Now, he was being drowned suddenly when he was passing through a bridge.
他在一个很深的痛苦里面, 后来隔着, 他就搬到加拿大来, 过了几年,
so, facing originally so good things, but suddenly gone.
加拿大隔了几年以后重新交往了一个朋友，结果又快结婚前，这个女的长肺炎又死掉了。So
after a few years of rest, and then he came across another lady, fiance, but again, because of pneumonia, sudden death happened to her.
你以为这些诗歌都是坐在海边翘着腿喝着可乐？ What a friend we have in Jesus.
Do you think this hymn, What a Friend We Have in Jesus, was composed while he was sitting on the bridge, have a Coca-Cola and meditating on the nature?
Whatever.
Maybe not Coca-Cola.
不是在你很relax,很享受的度假的时候写, wow, what a friend we have in Jesus.
Maybe you think you have, oh, this inspiration because you're on a holiday, easy stuff.
主耶稣我若曾爱你应当是现在 225首 大家都会唱, 对不对?
Yeah. Hymn 225 Lord Jesus, if I love you, it is now.
主耶稣我若曾爱你应当是现在这首诗歌的作者才活了20多岁就死掉了
This author only lived in his 20s and he passed away.
这首诗歌是在他17岁的时候写出来
But he wrote his hymn when he was 17.
满身病,满身各样的难处, 他却写出来, 主耶稣, 我若曾爱你,
when he was suffering all the pains, he wrote this hymn, Lord Jesus, if I love you, it is now.
弟兄姊妹,
the fruit of these hymns were not just for that generation.
神享受了,
not only God enjoy, but also for saints like us, many generations apart, we are still enjoying the fruit.
我们每一个人都在自己的处境中, 神在我们身上有特殊的托付和恩典。
You know, we are all in different circumstances, but God has special purpose for each of us.
叫我们为着同样遭遇的人走出一条路来。
So we will be able to find a path for those who will be going through the same experience.
你失业吗?
You lose a job.
多少人失业?
So many people are losing jobs.
你怎么样在失业中能够靠着主走出这条路来?
And how can you, while you're still losing your job, by the grace of God, you overcome?
生病吗?
You're sick.
怎么样在病痛中 靠着主的恩典走出来,
How can you be in your sicknesses, but by the grace of God, you go through?
经过流泪谷, 却叫这谷成为泉源之地,
you have gone through the valley of tears and buckle, but you make this valley
成为后, 后面的人进来的时候, 成为一个祝福, 一个盼望,
and for those coming after you, it will become hope and for them.
你被人误会, 被人攻击, 你失恋吗? 被人丢弃吗? 你, 你在公司里面被人家不公平的对待, 就是怎么样, 我们有太多的遭遇。
You're being misunderstood, being challenged, attacked, you lost your love, and all sorts of challenges.
那在我们里面的比世界的更大。
But the one inside us is greater than the one in the world.
不要甘心被这些环境打倒了。
Don't just accept this being defeated. God allows this to happen to us that we understand Who truly we are.
神做这些事情是提醒我们，我们离不了基督的。
God does this to remind us that we can never depart from Christ.
离开基督，我们就被各式各样的软弱、灰心、消极、埋怨充满的。
Apart from Christ, we will be overwhelmed by all disappointment, despair, and failure.
这是一个提醒，这是一个重要、一个爱的提醒。
This is a reminder and uplifting for us.
为了叫我们不要受到仇敌继续的蒙蔽和伤害
，so that we will no longer be ignored or be confused and blinded by the enemy.
为了把我们带回到正常的情形或者蒙福的情形里面
，in order to bring us back to the normal blessed condition.
三十多年以前我们在的那个教会里面有一个姊妹
，about 30 years ago in our church there was a sister.
我们的小小的教会
，a small church.
只有她能够开的一个进口车 ，Benz.
Only she could drive.An imported Benz, Mercedes.
大家都很惊讶，都去看他的新车哈。
We all went to see her new car, Mercedes.
结果没有多久，才新车哈，大概才两三个月，引擎烧坏了，整个烧坏了。
It was a new car, 2-3 months, but gone.
这个 engine, dead. 全部被烧掉了。
The engine was broken.
然后这个他就很生气，他说这个。机油漏哈，那个漏机油。
Oh, she was very upset. It was because the engine oil leaked.
那个新车大概没有上紧，这个漏机油。
Not few mileage, but the oil is gone.
他就 overconfidence, 因为是全新的车，又是 Benz, 所有的那种红灯，他连看都不看，他绝对不会有问题的。
Oh, she was so confident because a new Mercedes. She didn't pay attention to all the warning signs.
所以人家引擎灯亮了，他也不管，他也不看，因为他觉得没问题，我只是全新的车。
So already morning signs pops up, but she thought it's a new brand new car, nothing to be worried.
整个引擎给烧坏，那个时候光修那个引擎不知道有9000块钱还是多少钱。
But the whole engine was busted, like more than $9,000 back then, 30 years ago to repair.
神今天在我们里面创造需要。
The Lord now created in us.
提醒我们，我们最大的需要。
The need, the most important need,
是他的儿子耶稣基督。
Is his son Jesus Christ.
我最大的需要。
My biggest need.
还不是服侍主的恩赐和才干。
Is not gifts or ability to serve.
我最大的需要。
My deepest need, greatest need.
还不是我的先生能够信耶稣。
Is not my husband will become a believer.
我最大的需要不是我的孩子可以考上好学校
or my children get into the good school
不管你现在的需要是什么
whatever need you are now
神借着这些东西是要把我们带回到去看见我最大的需要是耶稣
God is using all these circumstances to bring us to know that my biggest need is
离了我你们就不能做什么
apart from me you can do nothing
这个不能成为道理的
this cannot just beObjective truth.
这个要成为我们从里面出来的一个 realization, 一个真正的了解和认知。
It must be a deep realization from inside.
我讲道也好，唱诗也好，做任何事也好，我都需要低头说主，我真的是离开你，我不能做什么。
I speak, I sing, I serve, I must tell myself truly, Lord, apart from you, I cannot do anything.
我这么有限，这么贫穷，这么软弱，甚至这么败坏。
I'm so corrupt, I'm so wicked, I'm so limited.
我活得不像你。
I don't live like you.
我需要你。
I need you.
弟兄姊妹，这是葡萄树和枝子的关系。我们是生命的连接，是持续的连接。
Brothers and sisters, this is the relationship of the vine and the branch. We are constant and we are in life, that union.
我跟于师母每次去纽约的时候啊。
You know, every time when I and sister Nancy went to New York.
我们如果时间许可的话，我们会多留两天参加。在布鲁克林有一个 Tabernacle Church.
If time allows, we will actually went to visit the Brooklyn Tabernacle.
那个Pastor Jim Cimbala 就是写《疾风烈火》的这位作者。
Yeah, the pastor Jim Cimbala, who wrote the author of the fire.
你们都知道他一个很刻骨铭心的经历啊。
Yeah, we all have heard about this story.
就是他的女儿在17岁左右的时候，突然离家出走。
His daughter, when she was 17, all of a sudden she left home.
她交了一个很不好的男朋友，两个人就离家出走，出去同居了，离开家。
She met a very bad boyfriend, and they decided to leave home and just cohabited.
你不要说身为一个牧师这样子的女儿。这个很痛苦很丢脸而是他真的就不知道他女儿到哪里去了
not to mention he's a pastor and feel very bad inside, but he really didn't know where the daughter is gone.
你可以想象吗？一个十七岁的女儿跟着一个这么鬼混混的男孩子出去了，不知道到哪里去。
A 17 years old daughter following like a very bad man.
两年多
two
完全没有消息。
Two years, no news at all.
Simbala 说他每次开车到教会去上班的时候，常常一面开车一面哭啊，在车上哭啊。
Brother Simbala always said, every time when he drove to work, drove to the church, he was in tears all the time.
他到教会去讲道的时候，等一下要讲安慰的信息、鼓励人的信息，可是自己里面痛苦，他在车上哭啊。
While he was preaching and trying to comfort people, he really was in pain himself. He was in tears, crying.
真的是经过流泪谷。
Truly, he went through the valley.
教他怎么样在这样痛苦中来依靠神、仰望神，借着祷告。
And God has forced him to learn the lesson of depending fully on God and pray.
我长话短说，两年多以后，有一天在教会祷告会的时候，突然有一个弟兄还是姊妹过来说，我们有负担要起来一起为你女儿祷告。
God, the story starts about 2 years later, when during the prayer meeting, a brother came to him. We must come together to pray for her.
所以他那天很坦诚地把他的心中的苦、对女儿的担心跟带到的请求告诉全会众。
So that prayer meeting, he was very open and frank to everyone. He told everyone the concern in his heart about the condition of the daughter.
全教会祷告。
So the whole church prayed for her.
两天之后。
Two days later.
一大早。
In the early morning.
他妈妈发现女儿坐在楼下。
The daughter was in the door, at the door, the mom discovered.
女儿回来了。
The daughter came back.
因为女儿那天晚上睡觉做梦的时候。
It was because the daughter, well, she was in her dream.
主借着一个梦把这个女儿唤醒。
God has used a dream to awake the daughter.
女儿看见自己 在那个堕落的路上下去，那样子伤神的心伤人。
The daughter saw herself going downhill, hurting the father, hurting his parents.
所以她回来了。
So she returned.
这个女儿后来现在，这个先生是传道人，两个人一起全时间服侍主。
Another daughter is a full-time preacher, and together with the husband, they full-time serve the Lord.
三年前，我跟于师母到 Colorado Denver 参加一个传道人的一个退休会，他的女儿跟他的先生就在那里带领诗歌敬拜。
So 3 years ago, together Lindsay and Brother Yu went to Denver, Colorado, a conference. The daughter and the husband were.Leading worship.
弟兄姊妹
wow, brothers and sisters.
神从来没有降灾的意念。
God never wants to give us disaster.
神希望我们得生命并且得的更丰盛。
God wants to give us life and life in abundance.
而多结果子是为了要荣耀神。
To bear more fruit for the glory of God.
神也知道凭着我们不可能结果子。
God also knows By our own selves, we can never bear any fruit.
所以把他的儿子赐给我们，成为我们的生命。
That's why he gave us his own son to become our life.
十架苦难都不是神的目的，基督才是神的目的。
Remember, the cross and the suffering is not God's purpose. Christ is God's purpose.
圣经的教导并没有叫我们去追求经历，去追求果子。
The Bible has never taught us to pursue.Experience or pursue fruit.
圣经的经历是叫我们去追求基督。
But the Bible's teaching is to pursue Christ.
当我们真得着基督的时候，自然就有果子，自然就有各样属灵的经历。
When we truly gain Christ, naturally, spontaneously, there will be fruit, there will be experience.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这是神给我们一个极大的救恩。好，我的时间快到了。
So dear brothers and sisters, this is such a great salvation God has given us.
这是葡萄树和枝子。
The relationship between the vine and the branch.
消极方面，离了主不能做什么。
Negatively, apart from Christ, we cannot do anything.
弟兄姊妹，如果今天回家，我们还是这个样子，离了主，想自己过生活，我们就要持续的活在痛苦里面。
Brothers, if we remain in our own conditions, we will remain in the pain and agony of ourselves.
或是如果你没有痛苦的话，你这种失去的连结，活不出神所要的生活。
But even though you might have not any difficulties.But you cannot enjoy the union life.
早晚有一天会被神带到一个环境，我们发现我们需要耶稣。
One day, sooner or later, God will bring us to realize that we need Christ.
那不如少走冤枉路，少吃一点苦头，早一点活在与基督活泼和持续的连接里面。
If that's the case, why don't we earlier come and grasp the truth that we need Christ.
以基督的生命为生命。
Christ be our life.
以耶稣基督的心为心。
His heart be our heart.
我们爱他所爱的。
Love what he loves.
我们思想他所思想的。
We think of what he would think.
我们去跟随他的脚踪。
We follow his path.
弟兄姊妹，这是神在基督里面所要赐给我们的生活。
This is the life and blessing God is giving us.
所以我们刚才读的以赛亚书。
So in the book of Isaiah,
主对他的百姓和犹太的百姓要说：“你们过来做个裁判一样。”
God is telling his people, "Come and be the jury."
在这里，神说他有两个问题。
Two questions for you.
我为葡萄园所做的。
I have done whatever I can.
我还有什么可以做
？What else can I do?
意思是说我几乎做了我所有能做的，你告诉我，我现在还差什么没有做
？I've done everything I can. Tell me what I can do anymore.
第二个问题，我指望得好葡萄，为什么得到的是野葡萄
？Second question, I'm expecting the good vine. How come good fruit?
好像神心里面有一个说不出来的委屈啊。
I was expecting good grapes, but only bad grapes come.
他里面有
expressing his anger or not.
他里面有个不甘心呢。
He doesn't want to let go.
我明明想得好葡萄，为什么收的是野葡萄
？I was looking for, expecting good grapes. How come only bad grapes?
我种的是最上等的葡萄，为什么生出来的是野葡萄
？I planted the best grapes. How come it bear the worst fruit?
告诉我还有什么我可以做的
？Tell me what else I can do.
告诉我到底我所做的还有什么地方不够
？What more could have been done for my what I've done I do insufficient？
弟兄姊妹，这个问题今天我也留给各位弟兄姊妹，也留给我自己。
This is the question I'm going to leave to you, brother and sister, and for myself.
What else？ 到底还有什么我们觉得神做的不够的
？What else do we think God hasn't done？
他把独生爱子为我们舍了。
He has already forsaken his only son for our
圣洁的神的儿子为我的罪死在十字架上。
The Holy God.His only son was crucified for my sake.
救我脱离了永远的审判
to save me from the eternal wrath and judgment.
而降卑成为我的生命
He humbled himself and became my life.
取个名字叫以马内利，永远跟我们同在
He took the name Emmanuel that he will be forever with us.
而且永远不丢弃我们，带领我们直到路中，进到荣耀里去
He will never desert us and bring us to the end into glory.
请问他还有什么他可以做的
Tell me what else can he do?
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
不是你做的不够，是我们信的不够。
It's not that you haven't done enough, but we haven't offered ourselves enough.
主啊，我们求你在这里赦免我们对你的忽略。
Father, pray that you will forgive our ignorance.
当你在十字架上说成了的时候
，Lord Jesus, when you said it is finished on the cross,
所有的救恩做得这么完美
，a perfect salvation was accomplished.
你没有留下一样好处不给我们
，You haven't left anything good for us.
你没有任何一件事情你还没有完成。
Truly, nothing you haven't accomplished.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
你说你是葡萄树。
You said you are the vine.
我们是枝子。
We are the branches.
父是栽培的人。
The Father is the gardener.
主啊，我们想到这一切，我们就要感谢你。
As we think of this, we have to thank you.
你来就是要叫我们得生命，而且得到更丰盛的生命。
You came in order to give us life and life in abundance.
赦免我们所有的失败和软弱。
Forgive all our failures and infirmities.
让我们借着活泼和持续的连结
that because by this constant and living relationship and union,
让我们活着不再是我
that we can live no longer I but Christ,
乃是基督在我里面活着
but Christ lived inside me,
在我最平凡的生活里面
in the most ordinary life,
不论大事小事，让我都与基督发生关系
whether it's major things or minor things, help us to be united.
好让我们的生命不断地被你改变
So our life will constantly be changed by you
好让我们和你的关系不断地能够更深入和亲近
So our relationship will be continued to grow deeper and deeper
谢谢你
Thank you Lord
奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们唱273首，唱2、3、4、3节，好不好？
So we sing 273 verses 2, 3, 4.
273.
Jesus, bless the Holy Spirit, take me deeper soon, till my life is wholly lost in Jesus, bring it to you. Devote to prayer and fast every day, and was a blessed Lord. In thy precious holy word, 今生今生虽经艰难试炼，愿不断今生，甘深蒂固在主深深爱中，结果好收成，就地得下份。And higher every day, and was the blessed Lord. It was the golden word. 今生等到每日活在主里，直到真正空，靠主的神常常基督心上，永不尽天国，求主祝我今生，我愿 every day， 求我无尽本心，令我进入真理。
好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.